The Osgood File, sponsored by Stamps.com. Save time, trouble, and money by buying and printing official U.S. postage with your own computer and printer. In a moment, a special offer just for you. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. We all know that the obesity epidemic has spread from adults to kids. Well, now,
the prevalence of hypertension in children is increasing.
Hypertension, as in high blood pressure, increasing in children. And wait till you hear how much that costs. More after this from Charlie. We've known for years that children are getting fatter, which might be okay if that's all that was happening. But Dr. Ernesto Schifrin of the American Heart Association says more and more it's landing them in the hospital.
There's no doubt the epidemic of obesity and diabetes have contributed to the increased incidence of hypertension in the pediatric population.
The latest Heart Association study showed that in 2006, hospital admissions for children with high blood pressure totaled 24,600, twice as many as 10 years earlier. Considering there are 12.6 million obese kids in this country, that may not sound like much, but they can be in the hospital as long as 8 days. And that's what gets expensive, $3.1 billion for the 10 years surveyed. And if the number keeps doubling, you can see why healthcare threatens to bankrupt us. Remember, these are children, already getting hospital treatment and likely to need more of it. In some cases, the blood pressure problem is genetic. But doctors like pediatric kidney specialist Dr. Rick Caskill of Montefiore Hospital says a lot of the increase has to do with kids eating too much and exercising too little.
We've seen it associated with the marked increase in obesity, but not to these numbers. And I think the hospitalization rate is what was astounding here.
We've all heard it said that 60 is the new 50. The sad thing is that for some young people, so is 20. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.